Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And he said, see that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. You will be hated by them all for my name's sake, but not a hair on your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. Amen. You will endure by living in Christ. You will endure, no matter how bad it gets. God promises his faithful saints will endure. The body of Christ will endure. Be faithful. Be faithful knowing that you are a sinner forgiven by God's grace through his only begotten Son. Endure by abiding in he who gives life abundantly. Endure by listening to the teaching of Jesus. Listen to his voice alone, not the teaching of another, because Jesus has stored up for you eternal life, and he graciously showers you with his love and his mercy in which your sins are forgiven. Endure in Christ, and no matter what tribulation or disaster befalls you, you have no need to be afraid. Christ has conquered all of it. Continue hearing his word. Continue receiving the life-giving sacraments that he gives you. And do not worry or stress about when our Lord will come back. Only know that he will. There are those who work very hard to determine the exact date and time when our Lord will return. There are even Christians who take great pains to develop complicated theological charts and timelines depicting end times events. In the gospel lesson for today from Luke, Jesus wasn't all that impressed with the temple of Jerusalem. And as people gaped and praised this building once deemed holy by God, Jesus prophesied its demise. As for these things which you see, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. This beautiful, ornate, adorned building is going to come crashing down. And to that prophecy, people asked Jesus a question that even Christians ask today. Teacher, when will these things be? Give us a day. Give us a time. When? And likely to their chagrin, Jesus doesn't answer them the way they were expecting. But what Jesus says to that question is very important for us. See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name saying, I'm in he, and the time is at hand. Don't go after them. Don't be led astray. Don't be fooled. Don't wander away from the truth. So our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't tell us when he will return, but he does say, don't be led astray. And friends, there are many things that tempt us to do just that. To go astray. To wander from the truth. To depart from God's word and chase after something else. And according to this word that we heard this morning, friends, there are many, that's the word Jesus uses, there are many false teachers who will come in his name, and they will tempt us. They will tempt even the elect, even the holy Christian church. You will be tempted to go astray. You will be tempted to abandon your Lutheran confession and go after another teaching that sounds better, maybe more inclusive, a teaching that includes wealth and prosperity, a teaching that presents an optimistic view of man's power and ability, maybe even a teaching that does give you that precise date and time when our Lord will return, even when Scripture is silent on that matter. many false prophets, many false teachers will come, and their intention will be to deceive the church. And they will come. Get this. They will come in the name of Jesus. Now that should give us pause. These false teachers our Lord is talking about, they're going to come in the name of Jesus. If you think not being airtight on your Christian doctrine isn't that big of a deal, knowing right from wrong, knowing what God's word says as opposed to the wisdom of the world, if you think that's really not all that important, you might want to think again. And if you think these false teachers that Jesus is warning us about, that you'll see them, you'll recognize them immediately, they're easy to spot, you might want to think again. Think again, because God tells us, well, they will come in His name. They will come speaking in the name of Jesus. That means teachers and prophets who are truly false before God, they have no qualms or misgivings about saying the name of Jesus and then spewing false doctrine. They will come. And the lesson for us, friends, is don't be fooled. Don't be led astray. Don't be deceived into thinking that just because someone claims to be operating in the name of Jesus, that what they are saying is the teaching our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us. Before you think this sounds a little strict or a little rigid, remember, this is the warning our Lord Jesus gives us. These false teachers, or better yet, these wolves, they will come in sheep's clothing. Cute, fluffy, and cuddly on the outside, only seeking to devour and destroy the church. The teaching Christ has given us, His very word, we find it on the pages of Holy Scripture. Listen to that word. Friends, listen to the teaching He has given each and every one of you on the pages of Holy Writ, and you will endure to life everlasting. It's that easy. Crack open your Bible and feast on the Word of God, His precious gospel that says, despite your vile and wretched sins, Christ has redeemed you from death. Listen to His Word. Listen to the voice of your baptism, by which you were washed in the name of God, even united to the death and resurrection of Jesus, the Word says. As He lives, you live. Don't be led astray. Remain steadfast, and He who has overcome sin, death, even the world, and by your endurance, you will gain your lives. Endure by being faithful. Endure by abiding in He alone who gives eternal life. Endure by believing and trusting in the holy word of Jesus, His divine word of comfort and solace that He alone gives. Since we're talking about false teaching, one particular false teaching that's prevalent in culture and society is the teaching of universalism. And it comes in various shapes and sizes, but basically it means God is going to save everyone regardless of what they believe in. In the end, you can believe in whoever or whatever you wish. God's love is going to override everything, and He will save all beings. Such a teaching is inclusive, no one's excluded. Universalism in all its forms erases doctrinal boundaries and excludes any need for a confession of faith. In universalism, even the essence of truth is up for grabs. Truth is relative, and all that means is what's true for you may not be true for me, and it doesn't really matter. God doesn't care. He's going to save you anyways. Believe in whoever. Believe in whatever you want. All roads get you to the same destination. Friends, many people fall for this. Sounds good. Sounds loving. But this is the exact thing our Lord Jesus warns us about. Teaching teachers that lead people astray, it leads people from Him, from Jesus, who is the way. No one comes to the Father except through him. When a typhoon unexpectedly kills thousands of people, like we recently saw in the Philippines, what those people need is not teaching that leads astray. They need the gospel. They need to hear the good news of God's undying love and his grace so great. He took on flesh and blood and was willing to die on a cross to conquer the very death that surrounds us all. In the midst of the debris, the rubble, the tears, and the mourning, our Lord Christ is there. Even in suffering, friends, the Lord Jesus is with you. Just as the Father was with the Son in his hour of torment when the very Son of God was crucified, our Lord Jesus is no stranger to suffering. He knows about it firsthand. And as our Lord suffer, we will share in his sufferings. But friends, we do so with hope. We can suffer with the joy of knowing one day we will be comforted. Our tears and our cries will be no more, because Jesus Christ has died to redeem even creation from sin. The entire created world under the bondage of sin, under the curse of sin, has been liberated by the blood of Jesus. And though we don't experience it right now, one day we will. It's a matter of time before our Lord Jesus and all his glory will come again, and he will make all things right in ways that we can't quite understand. But friends, he is faithful to do it. Our Lord will come again, and when he does, all the symptoms of sin that we experience on a daily basis will be no more. The time will come when there will be no more typhoons, no more earthquakes, no more famines and disease. And we can look forward to that promise knowing that right now we live as ones who are justified, forgiven, righteous, standing upon a rock who is Jesus that cannot be moved. We can look forward to our Lord's coming, knowing we have been purchased by his blood. And so no matter what trials we face, we're in his care. We are in his church that not even the gates of hell can overcome. Please remember this, because there are going to be more typhoons in this life. There will be more earthquakes. There will be pestilence, wars, tumults, diseases. These things will happen. And not only does our Lord Jesus talk about earthly disasters, not only does he talk about false teachers, but he also talks about persecution on the saints. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. Now that's some Christian life. False teachers, natural disasters, persecution that will even come, Jesus says, from your very own families, all because you bear the name of Jesus. Our Lord warns us about these things, friends. But he also says, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. And let me be very clear. When our Lord says, by your endurance, he is not calling you to look at yourself, to rest upon your own strength and abilities, to pull up your bootstraps and say, I can do it. Wrong kind of endurance. But the endurance you have, friends, is the endurance that you have in Jesus Christ, who is your rock. He is your refuge, a very present help in times of trouble and distress. You endure only for the sake of and on account of he who endured even mockery, scorn, even death on a cross. Christ endures that for you. And by his work, you can live in this world steadfast, knowing your salvation has been secured. You have been redeemed, bought by his blood. No need to worry. No need to be afraid. You can suffer boldly knowing that you live in Christ, triumphant, forgiven, and heir to life everlasting. And because of these things, You have been given to do what our Lord Jesus says when he comes again, and that is this. From the gospel we hear, hold your head high, straighten up, because your redemption is drawing near. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now unto life everlasting. Amen.